Good afternoon. I hope you are doing well. Tonight's learning has been dedicated L'zecher and L'ilu Nishmas, all those really parents and siblings of those members of our shul have passed away in the last few weeks, and hopefully our learning tonight will help stop the plague, and we should only celebrate Simchas together. The next Kinyan in the Mishnah of Kinyanei HaTorah is Mikra. Now, Mikra is pretty self-evident what it is. The Mefarshim don't really discuss what Mikra is. Mikra is Chumash, is Nach, Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The next list, which we'll discuss tomorrow maybe, is Mishnah. It makes sense. A person to be Kona Torah, a person needs to learn Chumash. The Gemara, which leads to the Halacha, the Gemara in the Rishonim and the Tur Bas Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara is based on Torah Shebuch Tav, Torah Shebuch Sav. Without Torah Shebuch Sav, a person can't adequately understand the Torah Shebal Peh. So a key component to being Kona Torah is Mikra, is Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, knowing Chumash and Nach. Why it is today in yeshivas there's not as much of an emphasis on Chumash and Torah Shebuch Sav, that's an important conversation, really beyond the scope of tonight's talk. Tonight's talk is about the Kinyan of Torah, where people can fulfill that even beyond school, Shnai Mikra Vechatargum, and learning Chumash, understanding Chumash, and learning Nevi'im and Ksuvim. I don't have a lot to add to the discussion than what's self-evident, but I will pose a question which I don't have a good answer to. This list is in order. What exactly is the order for every single one is a conversation. The Maharal in many of these Kinyanim explains the order between them. This he doesn't explain, but I'm bothered why Mikra appears so late, 11, 12, 13, 14, depending on which count you're using. Mikra, as it comes before Mishnah, should also come before Talmud. Talmud is the first Kinyan HaTorah. I would argue that Mikra is first. Mikra should be first. In fact, there's a Mishnah novel in the fifth parak where the Mishnah says, Hu Haya Omer, referring to Yehuda ben Tema, ben chamesh shanim l'mikra, ben eser l'mishnah, ben shlosh esrei l'mitzvos, ben chamesh esrei l'gemara. Until 5, the child learns chumash, and then until 10, mishnah, and then gemara. So mikra is first in this mishnah. So that's the first. When a child, and Mefarshim explain, it's not as deep. It's not as difficult. It's not as hard. So a child and the young, they can understand. So that should be the first Kinyan HaTorah. The first Kinyan HaTorah, or one of the first, should be Mikra. Before Shimush Chachamim, Dik Duk Chaverim, Pilpul Tamidim, which we discussed, Yishuv, before those four, at least, should be Mikra. Mikra's first. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed, says, Lo'olam Yashlish Adam Shnosav. A person's years should be split, shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud, a third in Nach, Chumash, a third in Mishnah, and a third in Gemara. The Gemara says, we don't know how long a person's going to live. We hope he lived to 120. Yimei shnoseinu shivim shana, vim b'gvuro shmonim shana. How do we know when a person's going to live? So the Gemara says, liyomei, split each day. A third Mikra, a third Mishnah, a third Talmud. Perhaps today we have Talmud Bavli, which has a lot of psukim. Tosfos says you could fulfill that Gemara, but Talmud Bavli. But the backbone is Mikra. Shlish b'Mikra, shlish b'Mishnah, shlish b'Talmud. Ben Chamesh l'Mikra. We start with Mikra. So I pose that as a question. If you have a thought, please text me, please reach out, call me, email me. Why is Mikra over here on this list, after Shimush Chachamim, Diktuk Chaveirim, Pilpul Tamidim, Yishuv, then Mikra? I would have argued that Mikra should be first. It should be Mikra Mishnah Talmud, or the other Midos, and then Mikra Mishnah Talmud, not Talmud first, and then 10 other ones before Mikra. That's a question I will leave to you and for you. Learn some Chumash tonight. Have a wonderful evening.